A much-needed 3-0 win for the Flames over the Toronto Maple Leafs last night. Here to help us break it down on the big show, former Flames defenseman Corey Sarich. Corey, how are you today, sir?
Doing well, thanks. How's it going in there?
Doing well. The conversation a little bit different than it's been over the last week or so around this Flames team. It's funny how a good performance will do that. And I think one of the performances of the night, obviously a lot to get into with this game, but one of the performances of the night, David Rittich. When you hold that power play to 0-for-7 and you shut them out on 34 shots, odds are your goalie's doing something right. That has to be a huge boost for that locker room to see Rittich come up with that performance.
Yeah, you know, he put out an all-star performance last night. He was rock solid. I mean, there was a couple of posts, maybe a post crossbar, one that was off his helmet in the post. There was a couple that, you know, went off of guys around the net and came out the other side. He had to make a pretty sweet save on Tavares, a very unorthodox save. But, hey, he got the job done. And then he made some spectacular highlight reel saves. And we've seen a couple of those from him now. I mean, we didn't give him credit in that Oiler game a couple games ago for robbing Leon Draisaitl. I don't know if we got a chance to talk about it on our show here, but he had some beauties last night, and that toe save on Nylander on the 5-on-3 was one beauty last night.
When you're on the bench and the backup, like this was a weird circumstance. Like the backup goalie gets called in like half an hour before the game starts. Is there an uneasy feeling in the locker room when that happens? Or is it just whoever's in the net, we got to play our game?
Yeah, it just happens. You know, and it might be even better that there wasn't a lot of time to think about it for the Calgary Flames. They're prepping, they're getting ready just like normal. And then you get some news like that and things kind of change out of the blue. Well, you've already been preparing. And obviously the preparation was good last night because the Calgary Flames showed it right from the get-go, their attention to details, their physical play. I mean, all of it was up to snuff. And that's something, again, consistency that they've been lacking. They were completely consistent last night. So I don't know, whatever they did, let's go ahead and do it again.
Right, yeah, that's something that you want to see this team build off of, and one of the key contributors in that, and someone who you hope just kind of selfishly for them can continue this on, is Sean Monahan. He finds the score sheet for the first time in a long time back on the ice, for the first time in a couple of games from an injury. That has to be such a huge boost to this team to see Sean Monahan playing the way that he did.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just the fact that he missed a couple of games, that he had some extra jump in his step, but he was noticeable all over the place. And I had mentioned to you, Peter, that the Flames' awareness last night, and especially Sean Monahan, of who he was out there against, and a lot of times it was that line-containing Austin Matthews. And they just gave them absolutely nothing. Like, when their offensive opportunities went away down in the Leaf zone, they were on their horse, they were giving her, and they just gave no time and space. And all of the Flames did a great job of it last night. They were storming back towards their own end. They didn't allow the odd-numbered rushes 5-on-5. And the gap between the forwards and the defense of the Flames all night long was super tight. And it just, that's the way it needs to be. I mean, that was a good-looking back pressure all night long, and it gave the Leafs fits, but that's something that they need to do each and every night.
Chatting with Corey Sarich here on the big show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. I'm Peter Klein. He's Will Nault.
Corey, your thoughts on the captain last night?
He was good. Big blocks early. There was a few other teammates around him that joined in the block parade, which they needed. He had great stick. I just felt like he was really decisive last night, and I felt like it was a game where, like we've talked about, Gio's probably going to be in a bit of transition here where he is not the only guy or not the guy let's look to lead this team. And he just, I thought, was really solid and, again, in control, which we've talked earlier this year. Mark can get himself into trouble in wanting to do too much. And, I mean, you can't fault any guy for wanting to do that. But the fact that he just found such a nice balance last night, exiting the zone, making some really, really tough passes in front of his net. I clearly remember the one last night. It was the Flames needed to use each other to get to break out of their end, and there was three or four foot passes, and he was in the middle of that. And sometimes those aren't easy to execute, but again, execution was there. He led, he was physical, and he defended with a physical presence too, which again, all of the Flames did, which that's another thing that they need to continue to do. Use those bodies all over the ice. And Gio is usually the guy that heads that up along with Matthew Tkachuk.
Now, the weird game in the sense that, I don't know, Pete mentioned this last segment, but weird game in the sense that there was not a lot of five-on-five plays. Seven power plays for Toronto, five for Calgary, results in some bizarre ice times. Those are hard games sometimes to play in, especially if you're not on those units.
Yeah, like you look at last night, Shillington, whose first game it was, and Godwin, did we even see him in the first or second period? Like, I mean, I feel for those guys.
Yeah, he finished with 216, so probably
yeah.
Not.
they're stuck on the bench, and a lot of your, sometimes it can wear your killers out, but man, yeah, that was a penalty fest last night. I wouldn't say the officials, I mean, they pretty much had to call everything that they did. A lot of the penalties were penalties last night, so it's not like you can really throw it at them, but the Flames got to be pretty happy with their performance overall. I think they might want to tidy up in the shorthanded chances against. I think they're already the top team in the league at giving up shorthanded goals with those goals against, so they definitely gave up a little too much in that department, but they were pretty rock solid in their own zone otherwise on the PK.
Now, on the power play, the blue line is never a spot you want to turn over the puck, but they did it a couple of times that led to, you know, 2-on-0 shorthanded chances for the Leafs.
Yeah, there was those weren't just sort of chances. Those are big chances against. I mean, what was it, two breakaways and a 2-on-1? Anderson did a really nice job on the 2-on-1 to make Spezza shoot where he did. He made the save easier on Riddick, but you don't want to be giving those out. And I put in my notes that the key to that game was the save that Riddick made on Mikheyev, and then moments later, Flames go down and score a goal. So there's just Dave Riddick being a big factor again. He made some very key saves, and I was keeping track of those. And in the second period, he had six big ones from me, and none more than when the Flames weren't tidy on their own power play. So again, not a lot of things to be negative about last night. That's just something, if you're going to continue to grow and get better, that you have to be a little more aware, and you have to have that same desperation in your game, whether you're up a man or down a man.
Chatting with Corey Sarich here on The Big Show, and to your guys' point, Glenn Godden had six shifts in the entire hockey game, three in the first, two in the second, one in the third. For context, Elias Lindholm had 10 shifts in the first period. So a bit of a weird game to get into a rhythm in for some of those guys.
Yeah, it's never anyone's favorite except for the result at the end of it when it turns out like it is. So I don't think you'll hear too many complaints in the dressing room, especially because we saw in a game like last night with the large amount for both teams. I mean, it's not like you don't see Johnny Gaudreau out there because he's sitting on the bench and not out there on the penalty kill, and vice versa with some of your killers. But maybe it does take a toll on those guys that are good at both ends of the rink. Like the guy you just mentioned, Elias Lindholm, he was out there a lot last night, and he's a guy who does have some physicality to his play. So he'll need to get some rest today. I'm sure they won't be at her too hard today, the Flames, but he should enjoy his day off. He earned it last night.
We've talked about how tough it is to get a read on some of these. Oliver Shillington only gets into the game for 7 minutes and 46 seconds. It was his season debut, and the bar you wanted him to reach last night was just don't have me notice you. How much did you notice from Oliver Shillington last night?
He was bang on. You know what? I actually did notice him because I was looking at him, but there were no blunders, and I love the energy in his game. I know he wasn't out there for a lot, but he defended hard in his own end. I think he had two or three tough decisions to make leaving his own zone as to what to do with the puck, and he did the right thing. And even the one time there was a turnover, maybe on the half wall, I don't know if it's him specifically, but just the team's overall desperation and battle. It was a team effort to get a lot of those pucks out and manage pucks last night. And he was involved in one. So I can't say a bad thing about him. I thought he did exactly what he needed to do, and there's no reason for us not to see him again tomorrow.
We've talked about putting this effort out there on a night-in, night-out basis, and we talk about kind of carrying this into the next game. Is it just as simple as just keeping that same mentality, or how do the Flames now kind of carry this into that next one Wednesday against Toronto?
Peter, I think it is, in some regards, very simple. Like, if we look at that game, what the Flames did, yeah, you have a few good breaks, and when you do have the breakdowns, Rittich is outstanding, but was it earth-shattering what the Calgary Flames did? No, they just, like I said, they back-checked and back-pressured like crazy, which took away Toronto's offense, who wants to run and gun. They were physical on the forecheck. They had nice cycles down low. At the end of the game, when you have a lead, they put pucks where they could chew up clock. In their own end, one thing that we haven't talked about is they did have some breakdowns early, but their desperation and their sticks, they were so good with their sticks. There's a few times where it's like, I'm sitting there saying, uh-oh, like a Leaf's turning in the slot. There's no one around him. I'm like, oh boy. And none of those pucks hardly got to the net last night. So that just shows that much more attention to detail. Yes, maybe the positioning should be a little better, but this wasn't anything mind blowing to me. It was just application. They outworked the Toronto Maple Leafs. They skated everywhere. They made good decisions, and they all played it as a team, and everyone looked like they cared last night. So, to me, that's just the way it needs to be. That was a good hockey team last night, and that was a team that applied themselves, and the result, you know, went in their favor, which, if you do that on most nights, it does. So, no secret recipe here. You put in the effort. Sometimes the end result is exactly what you get.
Well, and that's what's been so frustrating. And when we've had these conversations about this team, is that, like, no one's going to look back on February 22nd, 2021 as the night the Flames changed the sport of hockey. Like, they just went out there and did what they were supposed to do. And just do that. Even if you don't win 3-0 every night, just do that. And we'll be completely fine with whatever comes.
Yeah. And I hope, like, from a coaching standpoint, it's not like Sean Monahan hasn't been around long enough, but it's maybe just reinforcement. Hey, his coach is coming up to him and saying, hey, show him a couple shifts and be like, look what you did last night. What'd you do? You moved your feet, you back-checked, you negated Austin Matthews like 5 or 6 times last night in the rush. You made him give up the puck. You made him move it somewhere else. Great job. Just keeps it fresh in his mind. Go do that. And, hey, Matthew Tkachuk, look at the last 2 games. You've come out and you've started and you've been a physical presence. Don't let that slack out of your game. Hey, Sam Bennett, you took a suspect penalty last night, but you've been physical. It's reinforcement for those guys, and it's not rocket science, but sometimes part of coaching is just keeping it fresh in a guy's mind. So I hope this coaching staff is dwelling on some positives from last game and keep these guys ready to go for Wednesday.
Here's hoping, because it's a lot more fun having these conversations than the sky is falling ones we've been having for the last week. Corey, awesome as always, sir. Thank you for this, and we'll chat again later in the week.